This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. Although the pandemic may have slowed it, the Winnipeg Circus Club has reached its decade milestone, celebrating its 10th annual circus showcase last Sunday. Carrie Blackburn has been part of the board for 10 years and has coordinated and performed in the showcase for 7 of those years. Despite the showcase and the club having to pause during the pandemic, she says it has bounced back stronger than ever.
Sometimes there was like instances where people got into a skill at that time, and then once everything opened up again, they wanted a place where they could, you know, practice with other people. So a quick Google search led them to our doors. And so that has been it's caused the community to grow. I'm a total nerd for numbers, so I've been tracking our growth over the years. And now we average about 36 to 40 people at Circus Club on a weekly basis, whereas pre-pandemic, maybe it was around 20, 25.
The Winnipeg Circus Club was first formed 13 years ago, when the fire spinning community needed an indoor practice space during the harsh winter months. The event has grown considerably over that time, moving from the smaller Gas Station Arts Theater, which seated around 300, to a larger 600-seat venue. Blackburn says Circus Club has evolved into a space where performers of all skills, from beginners to seasoned professionals, can thrive.
They may be children, they may be adults that are just picking up a new skill and wanting to share it with their friends and family, but then it might also be total professionals who do this for their living, but they want to maybe develop a new act that they can't develop yet for being paid for. They want to do it as kind of like, let's trial it, let's see how it looks on stage, and be able to tweak it from there. So it's a really great creative outlet and a really safe space to do it.
The showcase itself is a fundraising event to keep membership costs affordable. It's also a chance for members to perform on stage and share what they've worked on over the past year. Lewis is a unicyclist and was practicing his routine before the show, bouncing across the stage. Lewis recently returned to the Circus Club after several years. He says returning has been a special experience.
Showing up to Circus Club again and seeing people that also were there a decade ago when I was going regularly. So that's been really cool to connect and start to plan other, just realizing that we all really enjoy this and trying to make room outside of the 2 hours on Sunday to practice together has been a fun, meaningful thing for sure.
Para bailar la bamba.
Roxana Roxy Castillo is a musician and a circus clown. She says it was Blackburn who inspired her to join Circus Club after watching a hula hoop performance. She adds she couldn't wait to become part of the performing arts community.
I love it. There's so much talent here. I've taken some workshops. I've learned how to stilts. I've learned how to juggle with scarves. I see people doing poi and acrobats and unicycle, and it's just really amazing to be around so much fun and play.
Circus arts bridge the gap between all generations, explains Blackburn, and she encourages anyone who wants to learn something new to join Circus Club.
And what I always tell people is, if you see somebody doing something super cool, ask them how they do it, and they'd be glad to share it. And if they can't share that skill set specifically, what they will do is tell you where to begin. So it's a very friendly, very sharing space that anyone can come and join. We get the question like from parents are like, can I just drop off my kids? And we're like, no, absolutely not. You come and play with them.
According to Blackburn, the 10th Winnipeg Circus Showcase was a resounding success, bringing together 21 performers and 18 dedicated volunteers. With an audience of 451 and 585 tickets sold, along with bake sales, a raffle, and a 50-50 draw, the Circus Club raised over $10,000. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.